Continuing our look at the education system here in New Jersey, Cyndi Lauper had a hit song all the way back in the 80s. It was called Money Changes Everything. Well, not always. We've seen, of course, mega-million-dollar lottery winners as well as superstar athletes go broke. My next guest this past week placed a focus on a school district in New Jersey, which has received a large amount of money from the state, but has run up a broken school system in a variety of ways. Here to talk about the disturbing state of affairs in the Asbury Park, New Jersey school system is reporter for the Asbury Park Press, Nikhil Terry. Good morning, Nikhil.
Good morning, Chris.
Let me give you the website for the Asbury Park Press. It's app.com. You can read Nikhil's work along with the other great journalism that does fit. I know it's surprising. There actually still are journalists out there, and Nikhil is one of the good ones, especially with the story that she placed a spotlight. The headline alone hopefully compelled, and judging by the number of comments on this article, I'm sure compelled a lot of readers to dive into it. The headline was, half of Asbury Park seniors won't graduate this year after taxpayers spent $1 million to educate them. So that gives a good overview of just how bad things are in the school district. But what are some of the specifics that really stood out with you as you explored the school system's performance for the students in Asbury Park?
Yeah, I have. It was sparked by just looking at the data here, the state data, which shows that 51% of the students last year did not graduate. And given that it's such a, you know, the district is fairly small. I mean, we're looking at around 1,900 students, and the senior class itself last year had just 68 students. So, you know, half of that, you know, you don't get much. I mean, you're at like, what, 35 students then that actually were able to walk the stage and graduate last year, which is alarming for a lot of people. And I think that it was shocking for some who had no idea that things were this bad. And I think that for some taxpayers, they just seem to be a little frustrated because, you know, this school district is spending more money per pupil than any K-12 district in the state, Chris. And if you do the math and look at the numbers, those students who didn't graduate last year accounted for around $1 million. That's $1 million that just, you know, sort of got wasted, it seems like, because, you know, the students didn't succeed. And I think people are just kind of fed up with it.
The staff, by the way, cost $30,485 to educate one child in Asbury Park. And if you haven't looked at college costs lately, that's more than it costs to go to Rutgers for a semester. So as Nikhil said, that makes it the most expensive K-12 school district in the state. I think one thing I took as a positive from the article, you were able to talk to students who don't want to coast. They don't want to slack off. They want a better school.
They do. And I've talked to quite a few students in the past week or so, and these students really, they seem to have so much potential. I mean, they have dreams of going to college and having careers, and I mean, they want to be successful, but, you know, they've just talked about just, you know, a lot of things that, you know, that go on in the community that are kind of a huge distraction and a hindrance for a lot of the students. You know, there is a lot of violence and gang activity in Asbury Park, and I think that some students may get caught up in it or drawn to it just growing up in the community. And, you know, I think that, you know, some students have said that they just feel like they don't have the best quality teachers in the school district. And, I mean, that, you know, that's obviously arguable because, you know, that we have teachers who are saying that they are doing their job. And, you know, some parents are even saying that they believe that the teachers are doing their jobs, but it's just that it's sort of a parenting aspect that comes in as well where, you know, the teachers can only do so much. And then when the kid goes home, are they getting help with their homework? Are they eating a healthy meal? Are they going to bed on time? It's just things that, you know, I guess are required on both ends for these students to be successful. Like they always say, it takes a village to raise a child.
Oh, we've talked about that frequently, that it's the education process is a triangle. The parents, the teachers, and the students all have to play active roles to their full capabilities. I think what probably angers residents and even just observers from out of Asbury Park, the fact that the graduation rates are dropping, the school performance is dropping, the costs are rising, and teacher salaries continue to go up. And, you know, and people equate that, well, if I do rotten at my job, I'm not getting a raise. Why do the teachers get raises?
Right, exactly. And I think that's sort of, I mean, I think when I've talked to the State Department of Education. They've said that, you know, a lot of times you have to take into consideration that some of these teachers have been here for a while. And, I haven't really looked into how the step process works, but I know that you do get raises, based on your seniority in school districts. And so they were saying you have to consider, how senior are the teachers in the district before you can judge, how much they're actually making here. But I think that with taxpayers, they really don't want to hear that. They're just like, hey, I'm paying, these teachers are getting paid, well over the median salary was like well over $60,000 a year for a teacher in Asbury Park. And they're like, why are we paying you guys all this money, and the students are not graduating? Like, something is wrong with this picture.
Darwin Jaquel Terry from Asbury Park Press, APP.com on the web. Her article this past week was entitled, "Half of Asbury Park Seniors Won't Graduate This Year After Taxpayers Spent $1 million to Educate Them." And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And we should point out, too, that's just $1 million in the past school year. I believe you mentioned the article over the past decade, the state has funneled over $500 million in aid to the school district. And I mean, granted, if you take the social environment into concern, the high rate of crime, single-parent households, things like that, it presents hurdles. But it also sounds like, especially in your follow-up article, Asbury Park's failure, who is really to blame? Well, the blame game sort of takes the eye off the ball and nothing ever gets done.
Yeah, Chris, I mean, that's sort of what I've just observed from interviewing multiple people is that everyone wants to point the finger at someone else. And, at some point, we need to figure out, someone needs to figure out, who should be held accountable here. We have the parents saying the teachers aren't doing their job. The teachers saying that they need more help from the parents when the kids go home. We have students saying that they want more from their teachers in the classroom, that they feel like the information is being taught, but no one is, ensuring that they're actually learning the information in the classroom. The community, is infuriated. They're blaming the school district, and the school board has had a lot of issues in the past several years as well. They've been overseen by a state monitor since 2007. So there is some blame being placed upon the state. Well, you guys have been in our community overseeing our district. Why isn't anything being done? And the state says that they are making progress, but it seems like there is no one factor, Chris, that has contributed to the failure of these students. There are several different, factors that have sort of added up and led to this. So I think that in order to find a solution, it's going to take a concerted effort from all parties to fix this. Because, if the district really, they need help.
I think something to start with, too, might be there. Well, it's an interim superintendent right now, is to get more stability in the education system leadership. And maybe a superintendent who will look at these numbers a little more strongly than calling them a, quote, disappointing set of numbers. That sounds almost dismissive of how serious this problem is.
Exactly. And I think that's one thing that I know the district has been working on. They have been working on trying to select a permanent superintendent, someone who, can actually come to the district and hopefully stay for a long time, because there seems to be a lot of turnover in the administration here in Asbury Park, which, can lead to a lot of these issues. Where there's no consistency in leadership. And so, they're hoping to, I'm hearing that they're hoping to select a superintendent this year. They had selected someone last year and last fall. That was a huge controversy because the state monitor felt that the school board selection was not the best person for the district. So there was a lot of controversy over that, which sort of gives you an idea of how things are here, and how things are just not they're just not in the best shape at this point. And there's a lot of arguing, and infighting among the school board, which does not lead to much progress here.
When you go to APP.com, look up "Half of Asbury Park Seniors Won't Graduate This Year After Taxpayers Spend $1 million to Educate Them," because you'll find out some A lot of bad news, but there is some good news. I mentioned some of the students who are demanding more of their teachers. One student is quoted in Nicole's article about alumni who have made it into college and into success to come back and be mentors in some way, shape, or form. So there are, you know, it's kind of odd. The leadership of the school is floundering, and the next generation seems to be stepping up with some of the better ideas. So hopefully the older ears will listen and learn from them. Half of Asbury Park seniors won't graduate this year after taxpayers spent $1 million to educate them, is the title of the article. Written by my guest this morning, Nicole Terry. APP.com is a website for the Asbury Park Press. Nicole, thanks so much for helping people become more aware of what unfortunately is not probably a sole existing situation in school systems in New Jersey. Others in the state hopefully will see this and demand more of their schools as well. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
No problem, and thank you for having me.